Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. That was a little Van Halen bringing us back, one of our favorite intros around here. And so it's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk to you about some things that are on my mind. And one of the things I want to talk about today in this segment is about the about your sticker. You know what the sticker is, right? One of the great markers of the American culture is the sticker on the window of a new car. And it reveals to shoppers a listing of standard equipment, options, and of course, the manufacturer's suggested retail price, MSRP, right? So we all know about that. But what if someone were shopping for an entrepreneur to work for? That may sound silly, but prospective employees do it all the time. They shop around. And let me tell you something, my friends. The younger folks, the Gen Ys, they're going to be doing it a lot. You know, the old days of a prospective employee, somebody's out of work looking for a job, and you just go to work for somebody. Gen Y, they're going to be a little pickier than the other generations have been, so they're going to be looking for that sticker. Not so much for the price, not so much for the MSRP, as for the list of equipment, of standard and optional equipment. Now, you'd expect this list of entrepreneurial standard equipment to include characteristics that we've talked about on the show many times before. Courage, creativity, perseverance, adaptability, all those things that are the wonderful things that are you, small business owners. But one trait, typically not found on this list, that's essential when entrepreneurs become employers, is patience. When you look at the sticker of most entrepreneurs, patience is not one of our strong suits, is it? It's not typically on the list. One redeeming attitude of an entrepreneur is we're more impatient with ourselves than with anyone else or with anything else, right? There's one thing that you and I, that this redeeming about us is that we're impatient with everybody, probably, but we're more impatient with ourselves. And the reason for this self-directed pressure is because seeking excellence requires that we demand much of ourselves. We believe that if we don't get it done, it won't get done. In the early days, that's exactly what happens, because there's only us. It's just us in the early days. I remember that. I remember when it was just me and my Macintosh. And so making it happen means, you know, no excuses. No excuses. And when we don't get it done, we're the ones looking back at ourselves in the mirror, right? Well, unfortunately, that same quest for excellence can also make us too impatient, with those on whom we depend most, our employees. And while impatience with ourselves can be a productive trait, it can create adverse reactions and results when directed at others. So when you think about it, high expectations of key personnel is understandable, right? They show up every day just like you and me. There they are. The good ones, right? The ones we count on all the time. They work hard just like us. They're dedicated just like us. Certainly, such evidence of commitment creates the impression to us that they're just like us. And for many employees, it's not just an impression. They are committed, or they'd go work somewhere else. The problem occurs when we're impatient with people because they don't read our minds. The road, I see you nodding your head. If you're honest, you're nodding your head. And I promise you, your key people are nodding their heads right now. The road to business failure is paved with stories of key people who quit because someone mistook commitment for extrasensory perception, ESP. They don't have it. Now, they anticipate pretty darn well, right? After a while, they get to the point where they know what you and I are going to do. They know what you and I are going to say. They know how we're going to react to something. But they don't have ESP. Entrepreneurs who don't understand this will have key employees wishing they had traded up when they first checked out the sticker on this employer, which is you and which is me. So, how do we avoid this misplaced impatience? We do it, my friends, through communication. If we demand as much of our staff as we do ourselves, which we do, right? We demand a lot from our people. If we demand the same of them as we do of ourselves, they must have the same information that we have, including our plan. We need to explain to them. You know, I talk about being the CEO. All the time. I did it earlier this hour. If you're the CEO, then you got to have a plan. Well, your people need to be included in that plan. They need to know what your plan is. Do they need to know 100% of what you know? No, they don't have to know all that. But they need to know about 80-90% of it. They need to know where you're going, how you expect to get there, and what they're going to have to do to help you with that. Your strategy, what's your vision? Those things like that. Strategy and vision, your plan, and some financial information. You're going to need to let them have some financial information. If you're going to expect them to help you drive your gross profit margin, you've got to let them in on those numbers. If you're going to expect them to help you to watch expenses, you're going to have to let them in on some of that. In 1776, General George Washington said, "We must make the best of mankind as they are, since we cannot have them as we wish." Effective communication skills, my friends, eliminate the need to find employees who are mind readers. Plus, it makes employees more productive, since they won't have to spend so much time trying to make the best of us. Entrepreneurial patience isn't standard equipment, but effective communication should be. I'm going to take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Secret, tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.